How to win $50,000. It's not from Richard or not from me either, but the is it the Museum of Contemporary Art, MCA? They're up at second floor of Paseo Nuevo, and I think it ends May 23rd. They used to have the house raffle where you bought a ticket for $150, chance to win first $1 million, then it became a $2 million house. But they haven't done that recently, so now they're giving away a choice of three cars or $50,000 and some other prizes as well. So if you want to burn $100 and donate it to the Museum of Contemporary Art, go ahead and do that before May 23rd. May 20th, 1639, Dorchester, Massachusetts forms the first school funded by local taxes. And they're just finishing paying the teacher's retirement from 1639. They finally raised enough. And 1861, on May 20th, North Carolina became the 11th and last state to secede from the Union. I didn't realize there were just 11 states. 14-year path to closing. Broker offered unwavering service and patience. In Austin, Texas, there was a 6-acre tract. Seemed attractive for development, but it was a gamble for investors and buyers because it came with tough zoning restrictions. But still, never expected it to go for 14 years. So says, is it Graham Wood? Or told to Graham Wood. So the seller bought the land initially, and the 6 acres adjacent to a residential subdivision, so one would think, oh, okay. Bought it for $200,000 in 1994, and he wanted to build a Muslim community center, but was unaware at the time the land needed to be designated as a commercial site when he submitted the construction proposal for the nonprofit 1,600-square-foot headquarters. So under state law, land zoned for commercial use is exempt from certain rules, yada, yada. Lacking knowledge and professional advice, seller never considered the challenges. It just didn't work. So he had to shutter the plans, and then they listed the property in 2004, 10 years later, for $1.75 million. He bought it in 1994 for $200,000. 10 years, I don't care how much you spent in 10 years, $1.75 million is based on comps for a nearby undeveloped property. Obviously, anyone who bought property in Santa Barbara in the early 90s felt like a genius in 2004. By then, it was clear that the residential zoning rules protecting the creek reduced the amount of land to 4 square feet. No, but under 2 acres. he got a permit to build a phone booth. Missed it by that much. So 6 acres goes to 2 acres. But the property was paid off. Seller was no in hurry. He wanted an offer of at least $1 million. He had it listed for almost $2 million. So why not list it for $1 million? The seller received an offer within 6 months. The buyer backed out, 11th hour, land use. Same thing happened 3 more times over the next 3 years. We needed to address buyer's anxiety about the zoning, so I advised my client to appeal to the city for a mixed-use designation. This is not me. It's told by someone else, Texas, another agent. Then he spent 6 months in 2008 getting environmental studies, considerable expense to get it rezoned, still had trouble finding a buyer. The seller declined lowball offers for as little as $700,000 over the next decade. Finally, in 2018, dropped the price of the property to $1,150,000, which would have been a good idea if you're willing to take $1 million. You might as well price it at $1,150,000. Found a developer, offered $1,130,000. The worn down client happily accepted. Closed in 2018. Before this experience, the agent said it never took more than 9 months to sell a property. Because I stayed loyal to my client, we're now great friends. He's one of my biggest referrals. So this was told to Graham Wood, and the broker agent is Jay Gohill. Gohill. Go Jay Gohill. He did it. 14 years. He holds the record. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll see if I have anything else to leave you with. That's enough. What do you want? There's no charge for this program. We'll take a quick break, come back with a weekly multiple listing sales update.